are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I invite you to journey with me to a new day. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. So join thousands of women and men from around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment.
God stretching you today? How is He moving you beyond your comfort zone? Good morning, friends. This is Kim Crable, and I want to thank you for joining me for Coffee with Kim today. Now, let me tell you how God has been stretching this girl. For years, I've had the privilege of guiding women along what has become known as the transformational journey of burdens to blessings. Then, a couple years ago, God began stretching me into schools and to begin working with teens and to have a teen Burdens to Blessings ministry. Little did I know that He was about to stretch me beyond anything I could ever imagine. But on March 18th of this year, I found myself facilitating for the first time ever a Burdens to Blessings men's group. Yes, can you believe it? Husbands, fathers, athletes, professionals, and businessmen all gathered to begin this 8-week journey. I know what you're thinking. How did it go? Was it the same? Did it work? Well, today, right here, today on this show, this minute, you're going to be able to hear straight from the men. Yes, it's with great delight that I introduce today's incredible panel of the men of Burdens to Blessings. Good morning, men. How are you?
Morning, Miss Kim.
Morning.
Wonderful.
Good morning, Miss Kim.
Oh, it's so good. After having the 8 weeks together, it's so good to hear your voices again. And thank you so much for joining us on this show today. So I'll just throw it out with this question. Talking about stretching, how did you all have to stretch to even get to the first Burdens to Blessings? What propelled you there? What did you know about it that caused you to even come that first night?
Ms. Kim, this is Chad. I think it was, for me, my wife had been through so many of them with you, and there's a little bit of jealousy there because she talked about how great it was, how much it changed her and the fellowship that she felt with the other women there. So for me, it was a little bit of that and a little bit of curiosity on how I can come closer to God through fellowship with you and other good men.
Great.
And
great.
Ms. Kim, this is Casey. I think also Chad, being the humble guy that he is, I'm going to give him some credit. My wife went through with you as well. So ditto, but Chad was our catalyst. You know, I've gotten to know him really well and become friends with him and his wife, and he pulled us together. So because he's such a great guy, and I think all of us respect him so much, when he sent the email out saying he wanted to do this, I think all of us had the very similar reaction, which was, okay, I'm nervous, but if he's doing it, then I bet it's going to be good.
Okay, see, I'm so glad you brought that out because it is important to have someone that you trust. And, of course, Chad and Wendy, his wife, is just such a dear friend of mine, like a sister. And so she is part of what I do. She's kind of like my right-hand person. And so he saw that in her. And so, of course, he was trusting of her. And then because of who he is and his character and his integrity, it did help for the group to kind of pull itself together. Anybody else have a response to that?
I just want to echo, Ms. Kim, this is Sean. I just want to echo the same thing, right? My wife has been through your Burdens Blessings several times and is close with Casey and Chad's wife and obviously you. And, you know, when first asked, I was like, okay, A little bit nervous, but just super excited to go on the journey with these men and seeing what a blessing it's been to our families through our wives and what they brought home through bringing blessing.
Well, thank you, Sean. Thank you so much. So let me ask you, let's move right on to this. When you came, and I remember that first night so vividly, I remember saying, okay, guys, we're in this together, because I've never taken a group of men through this, and so we're gonna walk through this together, and we're going to learn. And so as you came in, you know, my expectation was I'm going to grow, I'm going to learn, I'm going to hear, and boy, did I ever. It was such a good reinforcement for me just to learn from you all. But let me ask you, when you came into the study, what were some of your expectations? What were you thinking that you were going to encounter?
This is Casey. I was really, I had never done an 8-week group, very much grounded on the Bible and the teachings of the Bible. And so I was actually really looking forward to that, in addition to the fellowship and friendship of the other men. I had never really done that much of an intensive walk and study of the Bible and trying to follow God's worth. Even though I consider myself pretty active in my faith in terms of church and prayer and all of that, this was something that was new and different for me. So in addition to the friendship of the men, getting to know them, I was really interested in that part of it.
Mm-hmm. You know, Casey, one of the things that I feel is so different about what we do is there are so many incredible Bible studies out there. And what God has called me to do, and I love to go into the scripture. I love to study about the Israelites, and I love to hear. But, you know, God has called me to something different, which I think that we all experience, is that we could dig into the Bible and learn all the history. But God has really put it on my heart to take one or two scriptures along this journey, and rather than just digging into the Bible so much, was allowing that scripture to kind of dig into our hearts and kind of come mm-hmm. find us and rediscover, so we can kind of rediscover who we are again, because in this world we can kind of get lost, all of us, can't we?
Yep.
Agreed.
Yeah, Ms. Kim, this is Chad. I think for me, I didn't really have an expectation going in there. I knew I really wanted it and I needed it. But I think the thing that I discovered was for everyone who has done anything athletically, you know, if you're in the weight room, if you're running, if you're doing it by yourself, you're pushing yourself pretty hard, but not as hard as you possibly can. It takes a coach or a mentor, or someone beside you to kind of push you and push you. So that was the thing that I found with you and the other men there, pushing me a little more than I would have pushed myself. I think that's the mm-hmm. part that I really enjoyed.
Oh, I love that. I hadn't heard you articulate that, Chad. What a great analogy there. So let's go into that room, into our space that first night as we gathered. And, you know, everyone kind of came in. We weren't sure what to expect. And, you know, it was like this. It was never really awkward, even though, really, how many of you, not everyone in that room knew each other, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah, there were people. Yeah, so there were people there who just walked in. You were just meeting each other for the first time. So for the listeners, I want you to understand this wasn't a group of people who already knew one another. It's just like all of them had a connection through Chad, because Chad was the one who organized this, but not everyone knew the other people. So you kind of came in trying to learn each other. But let's talk about that first evening when I pulled out that brown paper bag and we were going to discover the burdens or the battles. Would anybody like to explain that activity that we did and what you learned from it? We were just kind of so shocked afterwards.
I'll give it a – this is Casey. I'll give it a try. It yeah. was this idea that we carry a brown paper bag with us that our burdens are in. And Ms. Kim asked us to actually identify our burdens and put them in the bag and share them. And she talks about that in her book and her life. And Ms. Kim's very open with her story, which really encouraged us to do the same, to talk about kind of the brown paper bag. And I think what became a theme, and it actually kind of a source of camaraderie with us, but also we all laughed about it, is I feel like we all jumped right in. You know, there wasn't a ton of hesitancy. I feel like once the first person was willing to be vulnerable and share their story and their bag, everyone else just followed suit. and, you know, trusted in each other and trusted in God and the process to do it. And I think what we talked about, or I think I said this in the first week, that I feel like sometimes for men, the activity is great because the brown paper bag is just the right way to think about it. The way you bring it up is really fantastic. But what I joked about is I feel like in our society, it feels like we're supposed to have an armored suitcase as men, that if we have weakness or things that scare us or make us nervous, not only do we have them, but we're not supposed to show people that we have them, and we're supposed to lock them up. And while the paper bag is absolutely accurate, that's what it should be, that sometimes we're, I think, reinforced as men that those things need to stay locked away, and talking about them is a sign of weakness, which, you know, all of us agree it's not. But I feel like what was great is we all just jumped right in, which was wonderful.
Absolutely. I mean, I just tell you, I was so surprised that night. So I'm just going to be completely transparent here. That night when you all came in, I thought, okay, this is going to be really hard. How am I going to get these guys to you know, share and to talk? And most of the time, of course, I'm basing my knowledge from walking through this with women. I have to kind of set the scene, and I have to work, and I have to nurture, and that's okay, and I love doing that. And then we do the bag, and then, you know, and then we read the hearts. And for the listeners, what they do is they write their burden or their battle on the heart, and then we have each other read one another's burdens to protect each other in a sense. And that night when you all came in, before I could even get to the bag and the hearts, you all were already sharing and talking. And I was sitting there like, wait a minute, guys. Wait a minute, I was thinking about the bag first.
We jumped ahead.
Wasn't it wonderful? Yeah. The transparency and the openness was just – and why do you think that is? Why do you think that you're so ready to talk?
Well, this is Chad. I think, you know, as we said, we need something like this. You know, as Casey said, we're the heads of households, and, you know, you a lot of times you don't or can't show emotion just because of the machoism. And to be able to go in there, and we knew everyone was in there for the right reasons. We knew we're all in there together for the right reasons. So you feel a little more comfortable sharing. You feel a little more comfortable being vulnerable because you know everyone's there for the same purpose. So if you step into a room anywhere, you're not sure if 100% of the people are in the room for the same reason. But going in that night, we all knew we were there for the right reason, and the only way we're going to get the most out of it is to open up.
Wow, good. I love that response. So, Chad, and some of you on there, were you surprised that first night when we opened up, when you all wrote on those hearts the burden that you're carrying, and I ask you all to really go deep and to really share things that maybe you've never shared before. What do y'all remember the response that night? Share with our audience the response from that activity.
This is Casey. I mean, all I will say is, and we one of the things that I think listeners should know with this is we all, you know, in our group, we all circle of trust, right? Like we all shared some very, very, very personal things. Not only that first night, but continuously through. But real things, real life issues, people talking about, you know, addiction and abuse in their families, people who lost children, feelings of inadequacy as a man, and you're not going to measure up. It was not like, hey, the lawnmower broke while I was cutting the lawn today and I had a bad day. That stinks. But it was real stuff. And, you know, guys were crying and we're also laughing, but, you know, just, it got very real, very quick, and it was just powerful.
Casey, this is Sean. Sorry, Ms. Kim, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, please.
No, I was just gonna say I totally agree. I was so shocked after the first evening. You know, Chad referenced. I mean, a lot of us have athletic backgrounds, or, you know, obviously we're all in business, and to see a group of men that didn't know each other and to share what was shared, and then continue to go through the progression over 8 weeks and share, to me was just amazing. And, you know, I don't want to speak for the other gentleman, but I know that I've heard in our discussions, our texts, I mean, it was massively comforting to understand that we all may have a different burden, but we all carry this, you know, the same weight and want to be better. And how do we do that? And how do we help each other get there? And, you know, watching that journey was just truly amazing, to be candid.
Yeah, and what about the timing of all this? I remember, and Chad, you know how many times that we had kind of talked about, okay, well, it would really be nice to do this. And Miss Kim, let's do this for men one day. Okay, well, Chad, let's do that. And, you know, we would just kind of talk about it. But, boy, when God touched you, Chad, it's like now is the time. Kind of like chapter 6 in Burden's Blessings, like now is the time. And you started moving on it. I mean, you took it and moved on it. And I felt like I knew that it was his timing. So, guys, let's just talk about that, about the timing in your life and even some of the other men who couldn't join us today. We won't share their stories, but how the timing of this was so incredible. And this is to help the listeners to understand that as you're going through this, listener, and I know that we have a lot of incredible, strong, courageous, influential men and women that are listening today, and I want Casey, I think, is going to talk about that a little bit later, but you're listening to this now for a reason. And even women, or you'll be listening in podcasts later, if there's something so significant about the timing and really following your heart when God says now is the time. So I want the guys to talk about the timing of how we went through it this first time. But to the listener, I want you to also really take note of why are you listening to this now, and what is it that God would have you to do with in your area and where you are. So, guys, let's go back to the timing of this. Who would like to speak about that?
Well, I can. This is Chad. I can start. You know, I think, as you said, you and I had talked about it for many years, and it just seemed like, for whatever reason, the right time. And there wasn't anything in my life that was super significant more than any other year where I felt like, oh, we really need it. But it just felt like the right time. And I think once we got in that room and we started talking, I was like, wow, okay, it wasn't my timing. It was our timing. Because people started sharing, and you could see when one man shared, there's an emotion on another man's face, and then he started talking, and they were going through similar things or had gone through similar things, and they hadn't talked about it before. So to be able to say, oh, my goodness, this man went through the same thing or is going through the same thing, I'm comfortable enough to share he got through it or he's getting through it. So that was amazing to me, is there were so many paths that crossed from these eight men, and that was it. A lot of tears were shed. They were happy and they were sad, but I think everybody knowing, we're here together and we're doing things together. We're trying to help each other together. I think that was amazing, and the timing was perfect. I think on everybody's end, because it's not easy. It's not easy to as you know, Ms. Kim, you dedicate your life to it, is to go for 2 hours on a Monday night when you have family and work and all this stuff. But once we got in there, I think we all realized how important it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the timing is really interesting too, because several of us had, myself included, were at just really interesting places in our lives, and this unfolded. And you know, God's timing is one of those things you can never really fully anticipate, but then once it happens, you look back on it and say, oh, it totally makes sense now, you know? And it did, it totally makes sense, and kind of where we were in our journeys and what this meant to us. And I think one of the things that we all still joke about, we're on a text stream, we send readings to each other, you know, almost every day, or, you know, thoughts to each other as a group. And one of the things that we all kind of laughed at is, as men, in terms of timing, you know, we clear this space, we're trying to be present with God, and it's like, is he talking to me now? Like, God, I'm ready. Are you there? I'm listening. Where are you? You know, we all kind of laugh, like, I'm in my comfortable chair waiting for you to tell me, you know? And, but just being open being open to his word and to really just the experiences around us and starting to filter it that way. But that was sort of a running joke. We were serious, but kind of a running joke with all of us. Like, are the lights going to start blinking now? Like, is he going to really?
Yes.
Am I going to hear him? Is there a burning bush, you know?
Yeah. Well, and to the listeners, I hope that you all, I mean, this is what was so amazing about this group is that what you're experiencing as a listener is what was happening every Monday night is that one minute we were just wiping away tears, and the next minute we were just laughing so loud that I thought we were going to disturb the neighbors. It was just the most amazing journey of realness and authenticity. And, you know, Chad, you said something, actually you all have, that I want to go back. And I want to say a huge thank you to your wives, you know, who did pick up the slack so that you all
Amen.
Could come over for a couple hours. And I remember one night, and I was trying so diligently to respect that time, start right at 7 and end right at 9. And I remember a couple of times I go, oh, guys, I am so sorry. It's like 9:30. We're late. And, listener, the guys would say, Miss Kim, I think my wife is going to be okay that I'm late because of Bible study. So it was so much fun. So to the wives who are listening, guys, just go ahead. What would you like to say to your wives? Because I know they're listening. What would you say to them?
Well, this is Sean. I'd just like to thank all of them for, A, starting this process with you, right? I mean, without them finding the burdens of blessings, I don't know if we'd be here or not. But and then to your point, just giving us the opportunity to come together as men and grow and try to become better husbands and fathers. And that support is massively amazing. So my thank you to all of them for sure.
Yeah, this is Chad. Absolutely. You know, thank you to all the wives and particularly to mine, Wendy, for picking up the slack. And I realize how important it was, you know, seeing how she changed and her wanting this for me was massively important. And it was much needed. And for us to be able to see also how they were trying to change for us when they were doing it with you was another part for me that really opened up my eyes, because I was trying to change for her and our family and through this, and I could see that she was doing that for us. So thank you for picking up the slack to all the wives, and also thank you for trying to improve yourselves for us like we are for you.
Wow. I can tell you there are wives wiping away tears right now. That's beautiful. Thank you. And you know, really, isn't that what this world is really all about? I mean, you can drive any kind of car, you can aspire in any occupation, and all that's good, and there's not a thing wrong with that. But when you look at yourself and you're constantly trying to make yourself better for those who you love so much, then there is something that you can't even put words to something like that. And we found, the men and the women and all of us, we have found that, right, men, when we do that, God really does show up, and he really does begin a work within us that far is beyond anything that we can imagine. It makes us feel better than any role outside our homes that we truly can fulfill in life, don't you think? Being that father, that husband, that dad, I mean, that's where it really gets real, isn't it?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Agree.
Absolutely. All right, well, we're going to, guys, what we're going to do, gosh, can you believe the first 30 minutes is already, I told you, I knew this was going to go fast, and we're almost halfway through our show, and so what we're going to do is we're going to take a 30-second break, and then when we come back, we are going to talk about what we experienced in this Burdens of Blessings. What did you learn about yourself that surprised you? What did you learn about God maybe that surprised you? And then we're going to hear the answer to that big question. Chad, did you ever hear from God? I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about how. Because they really would come in and get in those easy chairs and go, okay, God, I'm here. But we're going to talk about why God doesn't just speak it the way we expect it to sometimes. But, okay, guys, Thank you again for taking time out of your schedules. And listeners, all of us, we're going to take 30 seconds, and then we'll be right back, and we'll finish up this show in grand form of hearing how God really did work through our burdens to really bless all of us. Be back in 30 seconds.
Hey, everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see, every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments. It doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Well, welcome back to Coffee with Kim. We are so delighted to have you today. Today, we have a guest panel, the Men of Burdens to Blessings. I want you to know that if you would like to call in, if you have a comment or a question and you'd like to call into our show, you can certainly do that. You can do that by calling 347-324-5246 and press 1. 347-324-5246 and press 1, and our executive director will put you in the green room, and we will know that you're there, and you can come on in and make a comment or a question, whatever's on your heart today. If you're listening and you want to find out more about us, more about the Burdens of Blessings book or the journey or what's next, I invite you to visit our website, kimcrable.org. You can find all the information there, or you can go like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/rosesandrainbows. I want you to please, please mark down June 7th and 8th. Come to Augusta, Georgia with us and be a part of our first ever National Teen Summit, June 7th and 8th in Augusta, Georgia. You can email us at teensummit2019@gmail.com, or you can just get on kimcrable.org and find out all the information. This is going to be incredible. We have Ben Davies, the actor of I'm Not Ashamed, who's going to be a part of that. Cannot wait. It's going to be amazing. So bring your teens. Our Burdens of Blessings tour that we're talking about, the Burdens of Blessings, is now underway. I'm traveling nationally as we go into different churches and cities and organizations. If you'd like to be a part of that, or if you'd like to invite us into your area, please just go and invite me by the website. You can contact Karen at kimcrable.org. If you would like to be a part of the Burdens of Blessings and it's not in your area, guess what? You can watch it on NRB TV. You can watch our Burdens of Blessings teaching on Tuesday and Wednesday mornings. So you just have to check your area for local listings. Want to remind you, you've heard me say it, I want to say it again. If you have a Cracker Barrel near you, please go by. They have taken the book Cherished. Yes, go by and walk up to someone and just simply say to them, who has made you feel cherished? I will tell you, you will hear one of the most incredible stories, and you will be creating a moment that will be a forever memory in someone's heart. Finally, I will tell you that Coffee with Kim is an entirely listener-supported program. If you would like to invest in our weekly radio program, it's as easy as sending a text to radio to 410-376-5855, and we would be happy to have you as an investor so that we can keep this going. And we also have our teen talk radio program too. So God is moving and he's busy, and where he's moving right now that I'm so excited about is in this men's program. So I want to bring back our panel, and guys, we have 28 minutes, so I want you all to jump in and talk fast, and let's share all the at least some of the incredible things that we witnessed in this journey of Burdens of Blessings. Who would like to be the first to talk about what was it along this journey? What was a moment that touched your heart, or a moment that you learned something about yourself that you would maybe have not experienced without these other men in your life?
Hi, Miss Kim, this is Casey. I'll go first. It's hard to answer because I feel like there's a lot there. It's hard to say it concisely.
Yes.
Let me first say Thank you to my wife, Rami. She's listening. I love you. And thanks for letting me do this and paving the way. You're the best. Love you. Love you a ton.
Aww.
I was at an interesting place in my career, as I told our group, that I felt like, you know, I have my own consulting company. I feel like I had stalled out a little bit in terms of a business plan that I was pursuing and some other things. And so I think for me, I was able to kind of get past that point, and I've really started to open up and expand a little bit more about some of the things that I was pursuing that I feel like I'd stalled out on. There was a book that I actually outlined that I've reopened, and I'm trying to finish it in a different way now based on kind of where these conversations went, and really pursuing some other interests and experiences that I have. And I think what really helped me get through it, especially over the last 8 weeks and kind of pushed me through, was, I think, number one, hearing other men that I could relate to, that, you know, kind of said the same thing, like that those feelings of inadequacy not only are common, and feeling like I didn't measure up enough or feel like I'm not working hard enough, but also the kind of second part was that God doesn't talk to us that way. You know, that God never tells us we're not going to measure up. He never says you're not good enough. Mm. That's the devil, or that's, you know, our own subconscious. That's not the way he talks to us. So if we're really tuning in to God's word, he wants us to pursue our strengths and our ministry, and he wants us to pursue our purpose. And so I think it was twofold. It was one, you know, through your guidance, Miss Kim, and reading and reflecting and trying to listen to God's voice, but then also being around other men that, you know, look you in the eye and say, I've felt the same way, man. You know, like I felt the same way. And again, you've touched on it, but they're not just great guys. Like, these are other alpha men. These are D1 athletes. These are executives. These are lawyers. These are men that are very successful in their own way in their careers, business owners, you know? So to be around men that I respect and have them confide in me in that way and say, you're not the only one with these feelings of being not enough. In addition to trying to listen to God's word, is very, very powerful. And it really helped me. You know, I'm certainly not done. I'm hopefully continuing a journey and just getting started in a new direction. But that experience was transformational for me, because it was really personal.
And Ms. Kim, this is Chad, and as we all know, I like to talk, so I'm going to try to be concise. I think for me, we laughed about, you know, I was so jealous about not being able to hear God's voice, as you and my wife and other people have, and I was the one sitting in the chair waiting for it, still am. But for me, I think it was opening my eyes to be able to see that God was talking to me in other ways. It was through other people and through other experiences and things that happened to me where I was like, oh, okay, and my wife calls them God winks, and I was like, okay, that's a God wink, that's God talking to me. So I think being able to expand my mind and open up my eyes to see that was probably one of the biggest transformations for me through this.
Mm. God, love this. Thank you to both of you. One of the things, a comment that, do you all remember the time someone had alluded to earlier about, I guess it was you, Casey, about the armored case rather than exposing, because we felt like, as men, you felt like, gosh, that's a weakness, we're not supposed to do that. And remember when we talked about, no, that's where we find our strength, that it's really easy just to flee in fear, just to keep running, but to stand before it and to confront it so that we can conquer it, so that we could get through it. Do you all remember those discussions? Because so many times men and women, but let's talk about that, because I feel like there's a lot of men that are listening right now. They're going, wait a minute, I don't know. I think I'm just supposed to keep sweeping this under the rug. I think I'm not supposed to. But let's talk a minute about, no, where you say, no, I'm not going to continue to flee. I'm going to take my stand and fight, because we cannot conquer anything that's coming at us if we're fleeing. We must confront it. And don't you think that that's really what you all were doing during this 8 weeks? You were standing still and confronting whatever it was that was coming at you in a negative way.
Yes. I think... Ditto to Chad. I like to talk too, so I'll be brief. But Miss Kim, you and I talked about this, and some of the guys in our group don't know this about me. Miss Kim does, that I've in my career I've facilitated thousands of men in men's groups, and I've designed curriculum for them. Literally, I'm not exaggerating, literally thousands of men. Every year I do a couple of different opportunities with men in men's groups and facilitate them. And sometimes I'm designing the curriculum. A lot of times I'm leading it. And I will tell you, with that sample size, almost every single man or men's group I've ever worked with, the men have the same feeling. They come in feeling that they shouldn't be sharing it, and that it's something that is a sign of weakness if you open up and if you share with other people. And what I would tell you, as I've said earlier, and I can't emphasize it enough, is that it's not. It's a sign of strength. Being able to say that you're scared or unsure or fearful, and acknowledge that in a group of other men is really powerful. And what was unique for me is, and Miss Kim and I laughed about this, I wasn't going to tell her about this background. My wife kind of talked me into it. She's like, this isn't, well, you think this is a coincidence? And she knows I don't believe in coincidence. She's like, it's God's work. You're here. You're in the first men's group she's ever done, and you've got a background on this. She wants to hear that from you. And so she and I have talked about it. But what I found truly powerful for me through this is, as I said before, I felt like I cognitively and from an educational space have the experience to understand this, but it wasn't working. And the reason it wasn't working for me, and the reason that I'd hit a stall point, is because I'd moved away from my walk with God, and that I wasn't really grounded in trying to hear His voice. And so that combination of, I think, talking and opening up your vulnerabilities with a group of men, but also doing it with the grace of God and with the Holy Spirit and trying to allow it to move you, is extremely powerful. So long answer, but yes, you're going to have something inside of your brain, I think, as a man, that's going to tell you not to do it. And I would urge you to push through it, because it's, you'll be better for it.
Oh my gosh. I think that both these answers are so good, because I think you're really confronting the real issues now of why some woman would choose not to do that. And you're saying it may be uncomfortable, but be okay with that. With that uncomfortability, is that a word? So that you can just push through it. You know, you said something right there that I really want to hit on, and I know that Mike has joined us, and I think Yale has joined us. So guys, just jump on in here. But one of the things that I'll never forget, it started out kind of as a joke, is one of the guys said, "Hey, Miss Kim, we're on week seven. Hey, Miss Kim, can we just kind of scoot on over to week 7? Because I want to get through this really quickly. Y'all remember that, how we laughed?
Yeah, absolutely.
It became such a, you know, a joke. It's, I don't have time for this. So I'll just get to week 7 so I know what God's talking about. But I remember at that moment saying to him, do you know why you're not just at week 7? Do you all understand why it is that God isn't just showing up with your whole week's agenda of what you're supposed to do? And I remember there was such a silence in the room, and I looked at you all and I said, because God loves you that much. And there was such a sweet presence. And I said, He could at any moment come and lay out the entire agenda for the rest of your life, because He knows it. He's not waiting to see what you do tomorrow to know what He wants to do the next day. He knows. He knows your every move. He knows His every move. He knows He could do that, but He doesn't do it for one reason. Because He loves you that much, He wants to give it to you one day at a time, because He longs to walk with you and to be with you all. And do you all remember that incredible presence of God that we felt at that moment? I'll never forget that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that moment, but I think it's important to say that when week 8 came, we were all like, God, we wish we had more time. We wish we could go back and start it over again.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Yale. Hey, guys.
Hey, Yale. What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
I miss you guys. I was listening to Casey on the radio, and I say this. It's like, because I came in, even I was invited. I didn't know why. It was in a season where I was really just needing some support, and I decided to do it, to go to men that I didn't know them from Adam. But not only that, to add to that, I missed the first two sessions. And so here I am, like, missing the first two sessions. They've already exchanged names and numbers and thoughts. And, you know, that's another obstacle that you can face to say, like, well, it's just not in my schedule, or I missed one already and I just can't jump in. But I can tell you, like, there's never a time when it's bad to get in. It's always good just to jump in where you are. And I've been through men's groups throughout the years, close ones and big ones. And I walked in and I said, you know, this is going to be great. I'm going to share and we're going to all sit around and hug each other and all. And when I got in there, my first instinct was to zip it up and not say anything. And I did that for a good couple weeks until, you know, actually, Kim, you looked at me and God spoke, you know, to me through you and just said, how can we pray? And at that moment, that was a challenge. That's a challenge to say, like, it's either I'm going to put this out here for these men who I don't know and trust, or I'm not. And thankfully, I did. And, you know, I can tell you that, if and when I see these men on the street, it's like men that I've known since childhood. And, you know, that was the bond that's been created for me. And that's the bond that's created for everybody. And so many times, you know, we are, and I'm wordy too because I'm the lawyer in the group. So my last comment, so many times we're all in industries where we look at each other and we say, we measure each other by the three B's that I've heard. The ball field, the ballroom, and the bedroom. And that's how we measure each other up. And very often, and that's what we do, but rarely do we really look at each other and say, let's measure each other up when we're in the basement, or let's measure each other up about the Bible. And when we measured each other up with the Bible and not what we did for a living, or, you know, what we, how many points we scored or trophies we won. And when we did get together, that we're in the basement right now, we're in like the pit of our life, what can we do? That's when we really like connected. And it was a blessing. And I wish we could do it for another 80 weeks.
Yeah. I'll just really quick, Miss Kim, I'll add too some context for the users. All we had our first week was a name tag with our first name on it. So like, I now know, you know, some of the guys I knew a little bit of before, and now I know what they do for professions, but like we literally, it was like week two, it was like, hey, what's your last name, Sean? Oh, okay, Keenan. Oh, okay, great. Like we, you know, so we really, to Yale's point, we learned this afterwards, but it was very much first name, and that's how we got to know each other. And the other stuff came after, you know, which was, I think, really, you know, really powerful. We learned that stuff after the fact.
Well, yeah, that's right. And that's the way this ministry has always been, guys. It, with the ladies that would come in, it was always first name basis, because, you know, they could look at the last name. Oh, you're married to this person, or you're married to that person, or you own this business. It's like, nope, we don't want that. We want you to look at each other and go, oh my gosh, there's Susan. I'm so glad Susan's here. And we don't even know who Susan is other than Susan just walked through the door. And I wanted you all to experience that same level of authenticity, that when you walked in, you knew, oh, well, there's Yale, there's Chad, there's Mike, and you didn't attach to them like the three B's, like what Yale was just talking about. And I love, Yale, that you talked about that, you know, the basement, because that's really where we all ended up going. You all allowed each other to go into the very basements of your heart, where skeletons are hidden, where fears are lying dormant, where the words, the narratives of your brain try to bring you down every day. And through that process, and I would like for you to explain, whoever wants to explain, the emotional releases, what it was that came over you, what it was that you felt or that you knew once you began to speak those things that you were so afraid of sharing, that you thought, oh, this is a weakness, how that transformed your thinking and what that did for you as a person.
Well, this is Yale. I mean, it's scary. I mean, it's scary to put yourself out there. And, you know, your first thought is, what are they going to think of me? And how are they going to treat me from here on out? And so whatever your burden is, that's what gets in front of you. And you get blind. You just said, I don't want to show my weakness. But for me, I know in my experience, when I did it in the group, there was such a It was such a freedom. There was obviously tears, but there was just a freedom, a release of that burden, and really relying on my, I'll call brothers, to really help me with that burden. I think the Bible says, you know, we got to help each other in those times with our burdens. And so, you know, and I trusted that. I trust the word. And so if you trust somebody to carry those burdens for you, you know, you won't be disappointed. You really won't. And the people that are will step up will those people that are going to come look for you. And it's just a beautiful cycle once you get into it.
Mm-hmm. And isn't it true that once you really share who you really are and your most innermost thoughts, you find out that you really do have friends? Before, it's like, well, they know me, but they know me based on who they, you know, who I am on the outside to everyone. But when you get to the place of where you can share your struggles and the things that you are really working on, the places you want to go, and you have men, we call that, Casey, didn't we call that a rescue crew, right? That you have these people who come alongside you, and all of a sudden you have a team who is around you, who is ready to go to battle with you and for you, and will really stick with you. Because what I'm hearing is the bonds that you all formed during these 8 weeks, they're not going to end just because this journey ended, correct?
Oh, no, ma'am. Yeah, correct.
No way.
Just getting started.
I agree. I think you're just getting started. Well, guys, we have about 10 minutes. I want to ask you, you know, from a perspective of, you know, just you going through it, you know, are you glad you went through it? And speak to it as if you're, you know, as someone who's listening that is thinking, oh, my gosh, I wish I could find the courage to do something like that. I wish I knew that people could really accept me for who I am or the struggles that I'm going through. Speak to why you would encourage someone through your experience, something that you experienced, why you would encourage a man that's out there listening that this can truly be a healing process of sharing, not fleeing in fear, but really standing and fighting in your faith.
If this is Casey, if you're listening to this show right now, then I think you've already come to a place where you're open to God's word, and this is just the next step. So if our voices can do anything to those listening, know that we all are experienced men that have been through some similar things in the past, and this was, but we're looking for more, and I think we all would say we had our doubts, and this was transformational. So if you're listening now, I would just say that I think God and the Holy Spirit is already speaking to you. You know, I think you just take the next step.
Yeah, and this is Chad. You know, I just think, as I said, the fellowship and the shared experiences are something that you can't duplicate anywhere else. And being able to expand your mind, and you may think, hey, God's talking to me, I'm on the right path, but and you might be, but being able to share and open up your mind. To see something maybe that's already in front of you that you don't quite see, but also I think more importantly is the impact that you can have on someone else. Maybe your story can help someone heal or help somebody get through a hard time, and that was something that I really, really, really enjoyed about our study.
Yeah, I'll let the other guys chime in too, Ms. Kim, but I want to say one other quick thing that I think we need to repeat is, this isn't a perfection thing. We haven't graduated. We haven't quote unquote made it. You know, what's important for anyone listening to know for all of us as men is we're acknowledging the whole person, the mistakes, the imperfections, the hurt, all of that. So that's what we're saying. You know, I think we would all say it's 8 weeks. We're just getting started. It's not, you know, you're not, if you haven't done that, you're not at a loss. You know, it's definitely not. We all feel like we just started that process. Okay. Or continued it in a new way. Continued it in a new way. Maybe is a better way to say it.
Ms. Kim,
and this is Yale.
This is Mike. Oh, go ahead,
right,
Yale. I just wanted to kind of reiterate on Casey's point that this is a work in progress, and we know it. We're willing to put the work, you know, into it to make it work, but. Just like us, we're all going through a process, and that's one thing I took away is that we're all not perfect. We're all working on the process.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Mike.
And I'll say, if you don't know where to start, you know, sometimes it's starting with, you know, somebody already in your life. I can tell you from my personal experience that the first time I shared was with a friend of mine who I knew since 1978, but did not know any of my struggles. And it wasn't until last year that I actually sat with him and talked about it. And it was, that was the, you know, that was the impetus for not only our relationship to grow, but for me to get stronger in talking to people. So sometimes it's those guys right next to you that you've done life with already in a very, let's say, surface way, but you can go deeper with them, and it's easy. I mean, men love to eat. We love food. Go out and have a quick, go have a lunch. Just say, I want to meet you for a coffee and a bagel, and sit there, and you'll be amazed. If you can just say, hey, you know, let me ask you a question. And you, there's a lot of people that will come back and say, yeah, I've been through something like that too. Or, you know, and it's, you know, it's really life giving if you can do that. And so what Kim taught us too was to stretch yourself. I mean, when in doubt, that's when you really should just go for it.
Absolutely. Anybody else? The foundational scripture, I think, in Burdens and Blessings is one of the first ones that I found when I began this journey 20-some years ago was Ephesians 3:20. We haven't talked a lot about a scripture today because what we've done, we haven't really quoted the scripture. What our listeners have been able to do, guys, is be able to see how you have lived the scripture, how you are defining the scripture, how it's becoming practical in your life. To me, that's much more worthy than just always spouting the scripture. Of course, I love to memorize it, but to see people actually living it is what is going to get my attention. And I believe that's why you've gotten the attention of so many people around you, is because, of course, you were living it before, but it's just like someone just said, we're living it deeper. And that's our calling, is to each day, each week, with each circumstance, to find out how to make it more real in our lives. How do we take the word and make it real and relevant? Because we are right on time with whatever it is that God wants us to do. So the scripture that underlined all this was Ephesians 3:20. Glory be to God, who by his power at work within us, we can do imaginably more than we could ever think or even dare to ask. I would say that was very true in our study, that we saw God do more than what you came into the group expecting to do. As we close, and we have about 3 or 4 minutes, what is one thing that you think is a takeaway that you'll remember from this group of men, and you can speak to each other as a group of men, that was your moment that God just exceeded what you expected in this group? How would you respond to that to each other, that God went beyond your expectations as you were stretching to do this Burdens of Blessings?
Ms. Kim, this is Sean. I would just say to every one of my brothers on this phone that, you know, 8 weeks ago I barely knew any of you, and now I feel truly blessed to have you in my life, and there were stories along the way that made my life change drastically, just by hearing other struggles. You know, Tim's not here, he had a great story about his family scenario that changed my life, my outlook on things. So I just say that I just feel truly blessed that I have 7 new brothers that I know if I pick up the phone or shoot a text, they see me at my most vulnerable, and I feel blessed for that. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Ms. Kim, this is Chad. I think I would echo that. You know, I knew some men better than others before we started, but I got to know everybody, even those that I felt I knew really well. I got to know better through this, and that's all part of the growth and spreading the word and spreading the love. So I just want to thank you guys for taking that journey with me, and thank you for helping me to expand myself to be a better man for my family and for all of you.
Thank you.
Agree. Thank you. Thank you, guys. And I will say, this is Casey. The thing that I've really enjoyed is our, in addition to the conversations, the morning texts that we tend to send out with Bible quotes or scripture in them. It's just great because we're all, very often, I think all of us are sitting alone with God, reflecting and hearing something that makes us think of one another. And that's just been really powerful. Like there's been more than one occasion where I'm reading something from the Bible and one of you sends a quote out and I'm in the same section or we're reading a similar area. And that's just been similar chapter and verse. It's just been, I know that will continue. It's been super, super powerful for me.
Thank you. Yeah, you hit on something. Casey, you hit on something right there. I feel like that each of you, and we're down to 2 minutes, but I feel like that from each of you, you've said that it's really gotten you into your Bibles on a more consistent daily basis, and I love that. And I love the fact that, you know, you have a team. You know, everybody wants people around you to feel like you're not alone, right? I don't think any of you feel alone in those battles anymore.
No, certainly not.
I feel like there are a lot of men and women that are sitting out there who are thinking, oh, gosh, to have a support group like that, I wouldn't even know what that would be like. And I'll just tell you, if you are and you would like to help, you know, bring some people together, I've got a panel here of men that I guarantee you any one of them would talk to you on the phone and would help you get started in just answering some of your questions. So why continue to do life alone? Why continue to try to battle what it is that is confronting you? We learned, even as women and as teens and now men, that God did not create us to be on our own, and so therefore we're never going to be able to truly heal on our own, are we, guys? Because when we speak our hurt and our burden, it does something within the group that brings us together, that creates a bond that we just, it really does call out the mighty warrior in us, doesn't it, guys?
Yeah.
It really does. Absolutely. Well, guys, I will tell you right now, there were calls that we've been able to take, and so I'm going to tell you at some point, I hope that each and every one of you will be willing to come back, and let's do another Burdens and Blessings Men show. You want to? And really dig deep into the individual burdens that maybe that we face. Would you all like to, would anybody be willing to do that?
Would love
absolutely
to do it.
I will.
Absolutely.
I'm in. Twist my arm.
Let's do it. I would love. We've set such an incredible. We have hungered men and women and people about what this is about, and we can go into some specifics. But guys, you all have been incredible, and I want to thank you so much. And for the listeners out there, if you would like to know more, please just email me at kim@kimcrable.org, and we will get something started. I want you to go ahead and put on your calendar September 20th and 21st and plan to head toward Baltimore, because what these guys don't know yet is that we're going to have a panel at our Voices of Hope Women's Conference. I think we're going to have a men's panel to where we can do something specifically there. We'll see what God has planned. That's some nervous laughing right there.
As long as the brownies are there, Miss Kim.
Yeah,
that's right. The brownies will be there. Guys, I love you all so much. You have ministered greatly to a lot of hearts. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm so sad that our time is over, but it is. Give me a final word. Speak a final word to our listeners.
Love you, Miss Kim. Take the next step. Love you, Miss Kim.
Love you, Miss Kim.
Thank you, Miss Kim.
Love you, Miss Kim. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all. And listeners, thank you for joining us for another episode of Coffee with Kim. We hope that you will join us next Monday as we come back together to have some real talk, relevant talk, at the right time. See you then. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Love you.
To learn more about Kim's books, teaching materials, or to invite Kim to speak at your event, please visit KimCrable.com. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, to learn more, please visit KimCrable.com.